Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. Today, I had the pleasure of speaking with Ben Talsma. He is a learning solutions specialist at the Van Andel Education Institute. I really hope you enjoy listening. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Ben Talsma. Professionally, I was in education for 15, 16 years now. I taught grades anywhere from kindergarten through sixth grade. Most of my time was in second, but I spent the last couple in the classroom in a STEAM classroom. I had the opportunity to develop a STEAM program at my school, which is outstanding. And then recently, I started work at the Van Andel Education Institute in Grand Rapids here. It's a nonprofit which works with teachers to help to improve their pedagogy and to develop resources to assist them. And I've been doing that for a year and a half now. That's awesome. A little bit about me. And yeah.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Okay, so I really liked seeing kids get it, right? That's kind of the reason I went into education, to take these people who couldn't do something and then work with them and somehow, through some sort of alchemy, develop this ability that they never had before. Start the day with students who can't do something and finish the day with students who can do something. I think that that's a really important thing in society. I think that that's a really noble calling. And so when I was able to actually see that play itself out, that was really, really enjoyable. So some of my great experiences in education, like in math class or teaching students to read, where you could just sort of see this thing that couldn't happen before, and all of a sudden it was able to happen.
Yeah, and that's so important, because I know that it's always a process. And our students sometimes don't seem like they get it at the beginning, but then after you work with them, then they have that light bulb moment. And that's one of my favorite parts. Right.
Sometimes it's such a long slog to get there. And sometimes it seems like something that ought to work, just it's not coming together. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's part of what makes it so gratifying when it actually does click, is that you've worked so hard for it and they've worked so hard for it. And when you work so hard for something together and then it actually happens, that's super exciting.
So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
So I didn't necessarily realize when I got into education how frequently you'd be interacting with students who came from really, really broken lives and broken backgrounds. So those days where you became aware of something that was going on in a student's life that was really kind of heartbreaking, and that was really difficult. You became aware of how powerless in some cases you are, and then also how much responsibility you have to play a positive role in that student's life. So I learned a lot through those experiences, where you had to interact with a student who was really hurting and develop a relationship and try and bring them along from a place that was sometimes really dark and really difficult, which certainly is a rewarding thing, but also a thing that, where you wish you didn't have the opportunity to have that reward. You wish that what that was something they never had to go through in the first place. So those were some of my biggest struggles in the classroom, was just you're so limited in how much you're able to protect the kids from some of the things that can go wrong in life. And so that's a tough position, I think, for people, for humans to be in. But it's something that you interact with on a really regular basis in education.
Yeah, and I was just at a PD today with Brian Mendler, and he talked a lot about building relationships and focusing on each kid. And it just resonated with what you said, because sometimes those kids do obviously have tough lives, and we need to make that connection before content, because I have days where my kids don't seem like they really want to learn math. It's rather that they want me to build a relationship with them. And then once I have that established, then they're willing to go further and push themselves. But you do need that trust, and that relationship building piece is so critical.
Yeah, and there's so many different kids with different needs in your classroom, right? I have people who aren't in education or just starting off in education sometimes, not aware of how big a task we have for teachers, where they have to form those connections with kids who are in lots of different places, and so that's something that it's borderline heroic that teachers do on a regular basis.
So, what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Okay, so I actually had a professor at one point in time who told me that he was going to give me the best advice that we would ever get in education, and I thought that it was just a really cool little object lesson. And so what he did was he took a stack of papers and he folded them back and forth a little bit. And there's a little trick you can do. I don't know, some teachers out there might know it, some might not, but if you do it just right, they're all lined up just perfectly, and they're super easy to pass out, and it'll save you valuable seconds every day for the rest of your life in education. And his point was that, that's a little thing. It's not actually that big of a deal. But any advice that you give that tries to be, oh, let's see, the be all and the end all, that tries to be a panacea for how you should. Bound to. There's so many different ways to be an outstanding teacher that you can't necessarily say, this is the one thing that you must do. It's all about figuring out what works for you and what works for your kids, and being reflective on your practice and trying to get a little bit better from day to day. There's no one secret or one big piece of advice other than you need to be flexible, you need to be adaptive. And if you can save a couple seconds passing out papers, then so much the better.
Yeah, especially because time is limited and we want to make sure that we're using it for the right reasons and actually helping the kids instead of sometimes those tasks that we have to do as well.
For sure.
So, how can people get in contact with you?
So I've got email address. It's ben.talsma, T as in Tom, ALSMA, at VAEI.org. For Van Andel Education Institute. I'm on Twitter. Love to connect with people on Twitter. It's a great way for teachers to share ideas. That's at Ben Talsma. People are welcome to look me up on Facebook. Happy to form a Facebook friendship as well. Ben Talsma there as well. More than happy to connect with teachers. One of the things that I get to do in my new role is work with teachers in all sorts of different environments, in all sorts of different schools. And it's just really interesting to see what sort of diversity of perspective and practice is out there. I love learning what people are doing and to kind of gather ideas from all over the place. So I definitely encourage people to reach out and form a connection, form a contact.